The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Okay, this week on the show, we are talking trends. So I asked Pamela Gertz-Kabadi of HouseLogic.com to share some tips and some insights that her team brought back from the annual Kitchen and Bath Show. Hey, Pamela, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great. We had a fabulous time at that Kitchen and Bath Show.
I can imagine. What trends did you see at the big show?
We saw a strong focus on practicality, durability, and elegant, some really elegant space-saving solutions. Three features we love for their value-adding potential to homes.
All right. So what are some of the things that just like really jumped out at you?
Okay. So believe it or not, kitchen sinks.
One
uber durable option rising in popularity is granite composite. It's a mix of granite and resin. It'll cost you around $200 to $500. Now, the pros of granite composite are many. It has a uniform look and color throughout. If it gets scratched, you won't even see it. There's no sealing that you have to do on a regular basis, like with granite. It has good online buzz from users, though they recommend black over white, which can stain, and it's less expensive than granite. So it has a lot going for it. Now, the cons of granite composite, because where there are pros, there are also cons, it'll get damaged by abrasive chemicals, so you have to be careful about that. If you're going to clean it, soap or vinegar and water is all you really need. It comes in limited colors. Users report staining with the white versions, as I mentioned. And it is more expensive than stainless. So less expensive than granite, but more expensive than stainless.
Okay, but isn't good old stainless pretty durable?
It sure is. And in fact, it is still the most popular sink material. So if you go that route, make sure you get 16-gauge stainless. The stamping process that shapes stainless steel sheets into sinks can thin the thickness. So you want to be careful. You want to make sure you get 16-gauge. Also, avoid those that have a proportion of nickel, which can make your stainless kind of tinny.
All right. What else did you see?
So another durable product with some positive buzz is something called Neolith. Now, this material is made from clay and minerals that its manufacturers claim can be used for countertops, showers, cabinets, and even exteriors. A 1/2-inch thick countertop costs between $65 and $120 per square foot, depending on the edge detail, the pattern, and the install. You can see a photo of a Neolith kitchen in our full report from the show at houselogic.com/radio.
Okay, now you mentioned storage earlier. What about that?
So it's cool to see that everything from cabinet doors or interior doors these days is sliding and gliding. Think how much space you can save if you convert a regular interior door, for example, to a sliding interior barn-style door or pocket door. You know, a regular 3-by-8-foot door takes up about 7 feet of space just when you're, you know, just to open it.
Mm-hmm.
So another plus, without hinges, you can make doorways wider, allowing for more light and maneuverability and more ability to age in place, right? Because you have the bigger doorways.
Yep. Now, everybody wants to know what's new and cool in kitchens and baths. So what do you see there?
Ooh, okay. So this is one of my favorite things to talk about. So a few tidbits from the 2014 National Kitchen and Bath Association Design Trends Survey that we saw at the show. Gray will be the fastest growing color for bathrooms, that real pretty dove gray that you see more and more of. Quartz vanities are up and comers, and spa-like bathrooms are really hot. So steam showers and electric radiant floor heating are picking up, well, steam. Huh, they're hot, too. No pun intended. Actually, pun intended. So.
Yeah, totally pun intended.
Total
okay,
pun
we'll
intended.
Forgive you this
okay.
time.
So one radiant floor maker, and we saw a lot of radiant flooring at the show, has a thermostat that lets you monitor energy consumption just for your floors, which is kind of cool, but also kind of expensive, about $200. It's from WarmUp, whose radiant floor systems run about $4 to $10 a square foot.
Okay, what about in the kitchen?
Oh, the kitchen. Okay, from the same survey I mentioned, and also we saw it at the show, zoning for multiple cooks is in, rather than the traditional kitchen triangle. You know how you're supposed to have your stove and your sink and your refrigerator certain space. Now it's zones. One designer even described how a client wanted two ovens, not stacked, but in different parts of the kitchen for multiple cooks. Also, ceiling height kitchen cabinets, because who wants to clean up there anyway, and it buys you a little extra storage space. Steam ovens are in. They better preserve nutrients and antioxidants in your food. And one kitchen designer who spoke at the show predicts they'll actually be the oven of the future that we'll start seeing them all over the place. The other couple of things, induction cooktops, also feeding stations for your pets, and kitchen charging stations. Who doesn't have all those electrical devices we all carry with us, our phone, our iPad, all the other stuff, you know, hanging out in the kitchen to charge? And so they're creating actual nice, neat charging stations for those.
All right, Pamela Gertz-Kabadi, thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.